But when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Summertime fun is here, but while we slather on the copper tone, you stand in the sun in a state of denial, proudly proclaiming, real men don't use sunblock.
I think I can hear your skin sizzle.
For you, SPF means stupidity protection factor.
But at least you'll have family melanoma, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy on the beach soaking up the ultraviolet rays until he's ultra-red and ultra-sore, give him plenty of respect and lots of aloe vera. He's Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer, a real American hero.
Mr. I Don't Need Sunscreen Believer.
Just think, in about a week, it'll really look appealing. Get it?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, June 18th. This is our last show for June. And as we're going on vacation for a couple days, a couple weeks, that is.
Are you excited, Sam?
I'm excited, yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Why?
I don't know.
You can't hear yourself?
I'll figure
then
it out.
Bring up your headphones
a
little
bit.
Yeah,
I'll get to it. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You know.
How you doing? You're like catching like sun rays all the time. You're like rosy face.
It's actually makeup tips. If you guys want to know, this is how you work this, okay?
Basically, really? So you make a red nose? Is that the...
Oh, no, that's not. Is my nose red?
Yeah, it's no... Your nose is red, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll go with that.
But it's cute, yeah.
Is it cute? Cute red nose? No, I mean, I've learned in high... Okay, so I was in elementary. You get in your mom's makeup. You don't know what you're doing. You look like a crack whore. You're only five. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
You keep playing around. You keep messing with it. And then I got really good with doing hair and makeup, and I mean, I realized when I hit high school, I look really good with makeup on, and that's just what I need to do. I need to be the makeup girl. Like, some girls can walk around without it.
Right.
I look like a fetus if I don't have makeup
on. Not really.
No, that's
really
true. Yeah. But my point is I got so good at it. I know all these cool techniques. I was a makeup artist for a while.
Mm.
Now, making a red shiny nose was never one of my fortes, but apparently that's a new skill I have.
Yeah. So. No, you've just been in the sun, probably.
No, I haven't, actually.
Not really.
I mean, I go hiking, but that doesn't count.
Okay. Well, we have a guest in the studio, an old friend, and her name is Stephanie Paul. And good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam.
And thank you for joining us today. It's been a while.
I know.
Probably like, a couple of years maybe, or a year and a half at least since I saw you. That was like right before you went back to New Zealand for a while.
I'm about to go back to New Zealand.
Are you really?
Yes. So I guess it was a year ago.
Yeah. More than a year ago. It had to be.
Okay.
No?
Mm.
Oh yeah, you said you were in the other place. Okay.
Yeah, I was in the other place.
It could have been.
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
So how you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired. I've been up since 5 a.m. But you know.
Really? Mm. What are you doing at 5 a.m. in the morning?
Driving up from San Clemente.
Oh, San Clemente.
Yeah,
what were you doing there?
Just surfing and hanging out.
Really? Yeah. Isn't that like the coolest place there?
Oh, I love San Clemente. It's a beautiful little town.
It's a small place, you know, but they got like a small stretch of beach there.
Let's not talk about it. I don't want people to know about San Clemente.
Oh, really?
You don't want everybody to go there.
Is it just such a piece of heaven and then you just don't want
it's
people
there? It's this really gorgeous little town that's very... A lot of the buildings are all Spanish and they're called Ole Hansen style because of a mayor back in the 50s who made everybody build in the Spanish style.
Yeah.
And it's kind of on the side of a hill and it's got a pier and the people are really cool and it's very laid back and it's very eclectic with people's styles and money and there's no sort of class system or anything like that. And it's just awesome. People are very chilled and laid back. So yeah.
How did you find it? In that year?
By accident.
Oh, really?
I was surfing in San Onofre and I got off the freeway. We decided that we were going to spend the night. We're like, this is awesome. So we'll spend the night and we'll surf again tomorrow. So we got off the freeway just randomly in San Clemente and drove down to the pier and went, this is awesome.
Yeah, so, you know what's funny is that that's the way we discovered it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we just took the one, the Pacific Coast Highway, and you eventually hit San Clemente, you know. And it's a beautiful place, one of my favorites.
And every summer, every weekend they have a different festival or a different market. Like last weekend, it was the historical car collection, and the entire main street is all cars. Yeah. They have like a, you know, an ocean festival where there's all kind of things. I mean, there's
That's fun.
Have a train system where you can actually get the train to the beach, so you don't have to drive and look for parking.
Yeah, I like that ring. Is that like can you like bend your finger with it?
Yeah,
on?
It's totally comfortable.
You can. Yeah, that's like a long ring, you know, and it reaches from one knuckle to the other, I guess.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. So you're originally from New Zealand, right? When did you come to this country first?
I arrived here, first time I ever came to America was when I was 4 and then again when I was 14. And I came out to study in 98. Mm-hmm. And then I moved here in 99, and I actually just this week had my interview and I suppose you could say exam to become a citizen.
Oh, congratulations. Ooh. There you go.
What was that like?
It was hilarious because for me, because I, you know, the guy was just so serious, like very serious. I mean, they're more serious than cops because they can not only can they arrest you, they can kick you out of the country too. Mm. And it's not a laughing matter kind of thing, but I was trying very hard not to laugh. I mean, he was like, you know, are you a terrorist? Have you ever been involved in, you know, and it's like...
But who answers yes to that shit anyway?
No, I know, but it was just... But they repeat the questions, like they try and...
Trick you.
Or make you believe, like, am I answering correctly? Because didn't we do that question already?
Yeah.
It was just hilarious because at one point they do ask the question, do you have a problem with alcohol? And I was really hungover.
I have a problem. I get a hangover.
Don't get any closer, you might smell me. Yeah.
That's freaking funny.
I don't know. It's just. Then he was like, what do you do for a living? And I said, well, I'm a stand-up comedian. And there was this pause and he looked at me. And I'm like, shit, where are we going with this? And he's like, tell me a joke. And I said, but I don't tell jokes.
I don't either, yeah.
I tell stories and do characters and stuff. And he goes, well, tell me a very short story. And it was very, like, he was really straight-faced. And I was basically, I said to him, look, I really can't tell you a joke because the only ones I know are really filthy. And he's like, well, try me. So I told him this joke. It was like, why are pubic hairs curly? Because if they're straight, they'd poke your eyes out. And he just looked at me and went, are you a terrorist? And we just continued to go on through that. He never laughed. I was like, oh.
Wow. So that must make you feel good, huh?
Well, I have some stuff missing out of my packet. So I've got to finish getting them that stuff. And then I can go and be sworn in.
Yeah. Didn't he tell you we don't need any more comics in this country, that we have plenty?
But you don't have... There's only me. I don't know any other New Zealand females that are doing comedy here.
Oh, from New Zealand.
Males!
No, but I've a lot of... I do comedy, and I have a lot of friends that are, you know, from Canada and Australia and stuff that are doing comedy, and I'm like... It shouldn't be a hard thing as far as get in here and do... You're not taking jobs away from people. Either you're doing you, there's only one of you, and if you don't do you, no one else is going to do you.
Yeah.
But people are ruthless. My friend, she's from Canada, and she said this girl was going up at the Laugh Factory and getting a lot of spots, and she was talking openly about how she was an illegal citizen, but she kept getting great spots at the Laugh Factory, so these guys called her in and got her deported.
Really?
They got her deported, man.
Wow.
Oh,
now,
my
how
God,
stupid
that's
is that, huh, to let everybody know you're illegal?
Well, I think she was doing it, you know, she's just kind of but they were like, oh, we're going to call in.
So she was actually illegal, so he wasn't just making a joke about it.
Yeah,
which I don't think is too smart. But the thing is
that was dumb.
You know,
that was really dumb.
People get jealous and they're going to like, I mean, but that's kind of low. It's like, come on, dude, just be better than her. Just be better. It's just, you know, raise the competition. Just be better. Don't like get her ass deported.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't even get her spot at the Laugh Factory. He's probably still, you know, whatever. Anyway.
I hate bitter and twisted people.
Get over it, man.
Yeah.
Life is short. Bitter and twisted. I like that word, though. Bitter and twisted.
Do they have bitter, twisted people in New Zealand?
They have them all over the world, Sam.
Yeah, they're called haters, man.
Yeah, there's an asshole in every country.
Right. So what made you decide one day you're going to get up and leave New Zealand and come here to
America? Oh, well, no, I've been traveling since I was 18. I
really?
I left New Zealand when I was 18, so I've traveled all over the place. I actually met a guy when I came to study in America, and I met a guy, and he sort of convinced me to come back, so I came back.
Nice.
And that's why I've ended up here.
And what did you study?
Oh, it was an acting. I studied at the Neighborhood Playhouse in New York, so it was theater
really?
And drama and acting and rah-de-rah.
Wow. So you're not the type to sit in college or anything? And,
No, I didn't go to college, and I seriously had a conversation with myself about that. And I decided that what I wanted to do with my life, there was nothing at college that they could possibly teach me.
Right.
And everything that I want to do with my life is getting out there and doing it.
Yeah.
So.
I know, creative people can't sit still in one place, you know.
I did it for a year, and I was like, why am I here? I know how to add and subtract. I'm good. Like, this isn't going to work.
And also, I was kind of over the whole system of, like, how people are mean to each other through high school, and I sort of got out of high school and went, okay, you know how people are in little groups and don't like individuals and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
And I'd sort of got over all that, and I was like, I can't deal with the social system at school, so.
Yeah.
Now, is your family all back in New Zealand still?
I have a brother and Australia, but my mum and my sister and my other brother are all in New Zealand, so, and extended family.
Right. And you like it here?
I do like it.
Yeah, yeah, she's freaking becoming a citizen.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because you can't leave the country for more than 6 months without citizenship, otherwise they will take your green card back.
Really?
So I just thought, well, if I want to go somewhere for a year, I kind of need to be a citizen so I can get in.
Oh, I
hear
that.
So,
there's so many interesting little stipulations I'm learning. I mean, it's like I have so many friends on an O-1 visa. People trying to get the green card. People trying to get the citizenships. It really makes me grateful to be here, like in a sense of just the luxury of it all. And I know some people that are working their ass off, you know, to prove their worth. And I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like makes you kind of go, wow, I have it really good. And I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my friends in entertainment in Canada or Australia, and
it's really hard for the Canadians to get in here.
I know. I'm like, they're freaking Canadians. They're like cousins, you know. And they're telling me they're working their ass off to get here, and they have to prove that they're the cream of the crop. Anyway, so long story short, you know, you're looking at how much effort that they're putting in here to just get here, and you're just kind of sitting here in the state. And a lot of people move here to get to pursue their dream that are in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we make jokes, like somebody told Cheryl she had nice teeth, and she's like, I'm going to be a model. And she just moves to California and clogs up the pipes, not necessarily because she has talent, but because why not? Just go
for it.
There's
a lot of people down here that have no idea what they're doing.
No.
I'm an actress. I don't have a headshot, and I waitress at, like, blah, blah, blah bar. But, you know, it's like, what the hell? Like, you know, they don't understand the whole business. It's hilarious.
No, not at all. And then these people are fighting so hard to get here that have major credits, and you know, my heart does go out to people that are.
But they don't care. Like, I've got credits from New Zealand, and
they don't care whether I've been
guest star, co-star, series regular. They're like, we don't care. Like, that's in New Zealand. What have you done in America?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. People always, you know, like, check you out and see how much you've done, and hoping that you won't do well. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people like that, and that's unfortunate. So you do modeling too, right?
Not in years.
You
I'm
don't?
Fat and old now. They don't
Shut
want
up.
Me anymore.
Fat
no,
and
serious.
Old. Look at her, you know. You can't even see her. She's so thin.
No, seriously. It's like I did a couple of years ago, I did a big, like, a whole body shoot, and with a friend of mine who's a photographer, and she actually works at Playboy. And I took the photos into my agency, and they're like, we can't use any of these because of your age range. And, you know, you're just not going to book. I mean, I get it. Like,
what do you mean? But, like, I mean, photos are photos. Like, if you doctor that
shit
up a
bit.
Yeah, but
you've got to be, you know, 15 to 25.
Yeah, for Playboy?
No, they won't shoot you under. If you're over 27 for Playboy, they won't shoot you unless you're famous.
Oh, okay.
No matter how hot you are.
Well, screw them, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, but
I don't care.
Who cares? But what are we talking about anyway? Like, as far as, like, what kind of publication?
Any publication. Basically, all swimwear and lingerie is done by girls or women under the age of sort of 22, 24.
Right.
It's like hot, you know.
And it's like, who's that for? Because to be honest, as a woman, and I'm in my 20s, I'd rather see people that are, like, actually female women, as opposed to prepubescent, you know.
Well, a friend of mine actually,
it gets on my freaking nerves. It's like they got no tits, which is fine if that's your thing. But you don't even know if you're not going to have tits at 17.
No, I didn't get mine until I was like 16, 17.
I didn't get mine until freaking 20s. And they just kept. Yeah.
Mine are still growing. I'm not trying to figure that shit out.
Yeah, mine go up and down. But my point is I look at these girls that are like, sun in the sun. And they've got, like, no boobs, no butt. They're, like, tiny girls.
No sexuality.
No, it's they're still developing, and it's beautiful. But, I mean, that doesn't translate to where I am in my life and in my body. So I'd rather see women.
But they represent youth, and that's what everybody wants.
And it's a marketing thing,
right.
And I get it.
It's so boring. It's much more interesting as you get older.
Yeah.
It hurts a little bit more, but, you know.
Yeah, wow. And but I liked your you had a photo on Facebook pushing up your tit and stuff, and I loved that one.
With my girlfriends at the pool.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that was a good picture.
That was a
though,
crazy weekend.
You know? You don't see that a lot. That's why I remember that. You know. So so last time I knew you, you were in a relationship. Are you still with the same guy?
Yes.
Really? You've been together for a long time.
We have.
Okay, we won't talk about the guy anymore.
No, he's good. He's good.
Yeah. So,
I like that. That was a good little, he's good. He's good. He's good. Moving on. Good.
Keep yeah. Up. Exactly. Not talk about it too much.
I like it though.
Yeah. So, let's see. So, where do you perform your comedy? Do you go
all
to
over the
place? Usual
I'm
place?
Actually, I'm headlining at the John Lovitz Comedy Club tonight, 8 o'clock show.
Nice. And that's up in City Walk, right?
Yeah, yeah, Universal City on the City Walk.
Right.
Exactly.
Is there like a pretty good lineup there?
I know that Jason Collins, is it Collings or Collins, is featuring, and he's very funny. But other than that, I have no idea who's on the bill.
Really?
Yeah. I only know that because I bumped into him at the Laugh Factory, and he told me we were on the bill together. So
yeah.
You know.
So how long have you been doing comedy? I mean.
I think coming up 6 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you always feel you were funny? Is that what
oh,
you
God,
always
no.
wanted to do?
No, it's kind of weird. I did improv, and I always held stand up as like one of the, you know, the craziest, hardest things you could possibly do.
Yeah.
And when I moved to LA, I think I'd been here about 3 months, and I kept having people come up to me and ask me if I was a stand up comic. And I was like, what makes you think that? And
right.
That every time it happened, they would say the same thing. They were like, oh, I watched you telling a story from across the room, and I couldn't hear what you were saying, but it looked really funny, so I wanted to come over and talk to you because I'm very physical.
Yeah.
And I kind of get into characters, and I do accents and all that sort of stuff. And so I thought, maybe I should try this. So I tried it, and I actually... It's hard. It's still one of the most challenging things I've ever done.
I can't imagine people having sets for like 30, 45 minutes, you know? I mean, even 5 minutes is a long time, I think, you know?
Yeah.
For anything. I mean, to come up with stories and keep people interested and laughing.
Yeah.
That's hard.
And they say technically you're supposed to have 7 laughs a minute.
Really?
Yeah, to technically be good.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Don't really know.
Is that
what
you
means.
Heard? Can you make people laugh 7 times a minute?
Yeah, but not intentionally. I mean, it's just, it's when I'm doing me, I can't, like, I just need to not really be thinking, and it works.
Yeah, but I've noticed that. My girlfriend of mine used to always say to me when I first started out, she's like, stop with the material, just be yourself.
That's, I'm the same way. I'm like a personality on stage. And I mean, yeah. I have material, but if I try to, like, manufacture Kara, it doesn't work. Like, a CPA comes out or something.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah. But I love it. I want to come see you. So you do a lot of characters. I love character stuff.
Yeah. Well, I basically tell stories of my experiences. So, like, I'd say 90% of my show is all true. It's nothing that I've made up. It's something that I've sort of twisted a little bit and heightened. But other than that, it's all stuff that happened to me.
That's well, I'm sure. I mean, if you traveled all over the world and you left at 18,
yeah,
I mean, there's no way you can't have like crazy. You've seen more than most people see in their lifetime, I'm sure, right?
Well, I've lived in 7 major cities and I've been to about 54 countries. So
yeah,
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I want to do more traveling. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get that into my schedule. I'd like to take a year off and just go and see the rest of the.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah,
but that's what people do when they retire. You're trying to jump the gun here.
Yeah, I want to do it before I start having
babies. When you're young, right?
Yeah.
Are you planning on having babies?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see you with kids though.
You can't see me.
No, because you
don't
seem
know
like
me
so
that well.
Independent. That's true. But you seem to be like so independent and stuff. You know,
I
like
am.
Career driven and that, but I would imagine you'd settle
down. But a lot of my close friends think I'm exceptionally maternal, and I
really. Yeah.
I think it's in women. I think it's in women. There's just timing for it, right?
Mm.
It's like once you get out all your wiggles, you know, get out all the crazy.
You do a lot of wiggling to get pregnant.
Yeah, well, you gotta do that too. Yeah, we gotta wiggle it out, girl. Gotta wiggle it out. But I mean, you know, get some of that. Like, I gotta get away. Get off me. That feeling. Just freaking make sure that thing's done.
Yeah.
And then you know, baby up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
With a nanny.
Did you figure out how many kids you want? I mean, do you want a lot or a couple?
No, maybe one or two.
One or two,
I think
yeah.
rather have two versus... Because one, then they're a spoiled brat, but two...
Right,
you,
yeah.
You gotta
kind of
I know, only children are sort of like... They have their own place in society, you know, where...
And they're usually quite disturbed.
Really? Probably.
I think only children... I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I think they don't have to learn how to share... Mm-hmm. They don't have to learn to compromise as much. I mean, there's still good people out there that are only children, but it's not a whole lot.
Yeah, and they need a lot of attention, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no, I mean, then you got screwed up siblings. I mean, like, I was somewhere in the middle, mm-hmm. you know? And look what's going on here. You know what I mean? I mean, you cannot give me enough
the
attention.
The middle child is always left.
Yeah, I mean, but I got some skills. I got some street smarts from being in the middle. I mean, okay. I learned how to do some creative shit to get attention. Uh-huh. And I just, you know, it made me who I am today. So,
yeah.
Hey.
Are you the oldest kid in your family?
No, I'm the youngest of
oh,
four.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm the baby. My brothers are 9, 10, and my sister is 5 years older than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's a big family.
But I'm in charge.
You're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm the one that keeps us all not fighting and organized and stuff.
Really? Yeah. Well, there's always someone like that in a family. You
I
know?
Think it's because I'm not there.
Yeah. It's easier for you to do.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
So you traveled. Where are some of the interesting places you went to?
I mean, oh, God. Interesting. I think Poland was kind of interesting. I really enjoyed that. I wish the weather had been better. It was very depressing while I was there with the weather. But I went horse riding, and they have some beautiful parks and buildings and stuff there. And I went to the opera, so that was kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah, I quite like the opera and the symphony every now and again.
Yeah, Kira does opera, you know.
I mean, not like that.
Do you sing on stage as a comic?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I use it all.
Yeah, I've got to figure that one out because I write really good parodies. I'm just too chicken to sing.
Oh, no, do it. People are forgiving, too, if it's funny. I mean, I don't know if you can sing or not, but even if you can't, if it's funny, people are going to be like,
yeah,
into
they probably
it.
Don't
it's almost
expect
funnier
you to.
If you're not like, mm-hmm. la la la, you know, like if you really are like just trying to. Work mm-hmm. shovel through it. People are going to be laughing.
Yeah, when you're a comic, they probably don't expect you to sing well. You know, they just want it to be funny.
Mm.
You know.
I love it. I think because I've done a few big shows where you know a lot of time and it chunks it up to where mm-hmm. it's like straight stand up and then there's a couple crazy songs and then you know I'm gonna do a dance break just because because mm-hmm. I feel like it. And we're gonna go back to straight stand up. So I think it keeps it kind of like. You know, it's not the same.
Yeah.
The rhythm's different, I guess.
Right.
So you're an entertainer.
I'm an entertainer. Oh. Do you need an entertainer?
Yeah.
Do you need an actress that can cry on cue? Do you need a circus clown? Call Kara.
Can you do it? Can you cry on cue?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I could fake it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, I mean, I've never looked at that as though it's kind of a running joke though with acting. It's kind of like she's such a good actress. She's crying in class and they get all into it. I'm like, just because a person's crying doesn't really mean they're delivering the scene or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of this running thing like people herald crying. Yeah, it's like I'm sorry. It's not really the epitome of being a great actress.
It's kind of like someone smiles at you and you smile back kind of deal. Someone cries and you're like, oh, that's sick.
Pretty much.
I'm trying to find stuff of yours on YouTube. You don't have anything.
I don't. No, my stuff's all on Vimeo. I don't like YouTube.
Really?
Well, no, I do like it to watch other people's stuff. But the other thing is also, I'm kind of weird. Like I have stuff on my website, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to load my stuff on my website because it's my website.
Right.
But I kind of like don't want my stuff everywhere on the internet. It's kind of like I don't know. Because no, I'm sort of an unknown.
Right.
And don't want anybody really stealing all my stuff.
Yeah.
While I'm kind of working up there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, where can we find some of this stuff? I'd like to hear some of
your
comedy.
Well, you can go to my website. It's www.stephaniepaul.net.
Okay. Sounds good. So we're going to get some of that in a minute. And now, StephaniePaul.net,
mm-hmm.
obviously, there's a lot of Stephanie Pauls here, so maybe someone else took the .com.
No, someone's got the .com, and it comes up, they haven't done anything with it, so I think it's in about 6 months I'll be able to buy it.
Yeah,
I'm keeping an eye on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks when people do that, you know, they just kind of squat on it and
do nothing with it.
Like,
if she was a Stephanie Paul that was doing something with her website, I wouldn't mind. But I kind of feel like it's definitely a Stephanie Paul that's bought it. She just hasn't done anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to find her and be like, hey, cough it up.
No. I'm hoping that she just forgets she has it because she's done nothing with it.
Don't let her know.
And then it just turns on that date, it just suddenly becomes available for purchase, and then I'll go in and buy it.
Perfect.
Like, I have that date in my calendar.
Do that.
So now, what options here on the menu do I have to go to? I mean, there's like photos, TV, film, calendar.
The one that says stand up.
I know. I went to the one that says stand up, and it there's no.
It should be loading.
It just says you can't be serious tour. That's it. Nothing's loading, Stephanie.
Oh, there, it should be. Can I come have a look? Maybe you're not clicking on the right thing. Hold on.
Yeah. Come take a look and see. I'm looking here at TV, film. If
click
I go
on
to
play.
Huh? No, but I went to TV, film.
No. Go to
I'm
stand
sorry.
Up.
Stand up. See, there's
it's
nothing.
It's just taking a little while to load. It's
oh,
gonna,
I see.
It's
okay.
It's going to come up, and then there'll be an arrow. You had it right there.
Right.
And you just clicked up.
Yeah.
There'll be an arrow. Just click on the arrow.
Okay, so we'll wait for it to load.
It's taking a while to load.
Okay. So, yeah, because I like to hear people in action and stuff like that, so sounds pretty good. In a few minutes, we're going to have someone calling us with a an interesting iPhone app, and we're
going
to talk to them about it. I know everybody's got an app, you know, just like everybody has a website now, and now everybody's with an app.
Well, you can have your own app now?
Well, if you have money to develop it.
Yeah, you've got to develop it, and then it's got to get approved. But, I mean, you know, go for it.
No, but this is a company that makes it, you know, and I don't want to tell you what it's about. We'll let him tell us. But
I'm sure it's amazing and wonderful. But, you know, I'm just saying it's like the app. We're in the app a couple months.
Right.
Everybody's apping it up. There's an app.
Yeah, let's app it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio. Your real talk station. Your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
Seem to turn on a light somewhere inside. lines are open on Sam and Karen in the morning. Pick up your phone and jump in on the conversation. Dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815 and get in on the fun. Now, let's get back to Sam and Karen in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we have comedian Stephanie Paul in the studio. Directly, or maybe not directly, from New Zealand to L.A., but eventually you ended up here.
Yeah. Via a few countries.
So, so you like Poland. What other places are cool?
Do you like exotic places? I
love
living in Hong Kong. I lived there for a while.
Really?
For almost a year. Yeah, that was awesome. And Taiwan was interesting.
Really?
There's some crazy shit that went down in Taiwan.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
We couldn't speak the language, and so every time we had to go somewhere, it had to be written down for us on a piece of paper in
really?
Chinese, so you never really knew if you were going to end up where, you know, I mean, we trusted the people that looked after us, but you never quite knew if you were going to get there. There was some amazing stuff that they used to sell to eat on the side of the road, and we literally would tell cab drivers to stop if we saw them selling whatever we liked, because they had these on a stick, like a kebab stick, they'd put strawberries... fresh strawberries, and then they would dip them in really hot toffee.
Really?
And it would set like a crusted shell really quickly, and they were amazing.
Wow.
and just like we had neighbors, we didn't realize that customary you weren't supposed to wear shoes in your apartment because, you know, when we were on the top floor. Mm-hmm. So when we all sort of, and we were all from Australia and New Zealand, and when we all kind of moved in there, the neighbors would come up and scream and yell at us and wave their fingers, and we wouldn't know what the fuck they
really?
Were saying. So, and then they'd turn our power and our water off just because we made too much noise and we stayed up late.
Really?
And then we figured out how to turn our power and our water back on. So that and I had 12 pairs of G-strings stolen from my washing line, and we were on the top floor.
Yeah.
So however that happened, you would have had to scale the building and hang off
really?
The cage on our balcony. We had a cage on our balcony, like a, you know, protecting thing or a
right.
safety thing.
Uh-huh.
They would have had to hang off the cage and reach in and steal my underwear with whatever means.
Really?
And so I ended up with about 2 pairs of G-strings, and so I called my mum and asked her to send me some G-strings. And she sent me like a pair of 8 G-strings, and this is the interesting thing. They were held up in customs for 3 weeks while they investigated.
Really? Investigated the G-string.
Are these like a national threat? Like, what's going to happen to the... I mean, like, if G-strings are like liberating women's butt cheeks or something? Are they stressed?
I'm not quite sure how it works, but I think it's because that it's an item of clothing that you can't buy in Taiwan. You might be able to buy it now, but it was considered very risque or very sexual. And I think that there's some... I don't know why there's some misconceptions
with
underwear.
First of all, it's none of your damn business, right? Mm. What kind of underwear or lack thereof that we are wearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wants to wear something that doesn't give them panty lines and they find it comfortable, doesn't mean they're freaking going to go around humping trees and, you know, like, you know, doing your whole military.
I mean, nuns, you know, they probably wear the G-strings. Even,
I mean, who knows? I mean, just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuns wearing G-strings, I can totally imagine that.
My favorite are like the, they're kind of wide band, but they're like kind of lacy, and then they go in the
back.
Oh,
I know what you mean, they're tucked down. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really like soft, and you know, and you get them to where they're not too tight, so it doesn't cut into that crap, and they just kind of lay there. Those are very comfortable.
Yeah.
FYI, everybody.
Yeah.
So you can send them to my place.
G-strings can't be that comfortable, can it? I mean...
No, you get used to... I can't wear regular now, unless
really?
It's like a bathing suit, but under clothes, regular is really uncomfortable for me because I feel the fabric moving against it, my jeans or whatever.
Wow.
I think it's about panty lines and like things hitting you the wrong way and kind of messing up the, you know...
I can't feel a G-string. It's like, that's how comfortable
it
is.
Yeah, it's like second nature.
Like how gross and how... This is really kind of gross. But, like, seriously, I had to go to the bathroom, and, like, I sat down on the toilet to go, and I realized, oh, shit, I still have my thong on.
Oh, there's a comic that does a joke about that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought
I just saw her set the other night. I can't remember
It probably happened to her, too, then. I mean, I didn't go.
She was drunk and sat down on the toilet
and blew
up her G-string with pee.
No, mine was just so comfortable. I was sitting there, and I just didn't even realize that the damn thing was still on.
You forgot you had it on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because sometimes
been
you said
too.
You go without, right?
I do go commando sometimes.
Yeah, so that's
no
why.
Penny Thursdays.
No penny Thursdays.
No penny Thursdays.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, sometimes I don't know if it's a bad habit or what. I had a crazy stepmom that told me she didn't wear panties a lot. Maybe that jacked me up, but.
Mm.
I mean, I wear them when I need to, but.
But with mini dresses too?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wear them.
Really?
No, I wear them.
Oh, you do wear them with
sometimes
mini.
Sometimes I'm like,
Sam's over here.
Yeah, let me see some of that.
No.
See, Stephanie remembers me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but for a lot of times I don't wear them. But yeah, I think it's when I went to the gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Thank you.
She can't even say that because just went the first time.
I went to the first time in my like 20s.
How is it possible?
I don't know. It just slipped. I just wasn't paying attention. Whatever. Let's not judge. Don't judge me. There's probably a lot of things we all should have done.
I'm not judging. I'm just wondering.
No, I know. It's just funny. It's one of those things that's like way overdue. You should have taken care of it. So I had a day where I was like going to take care of business, and one was to get my car registered.
The other one was to get your gynecologist to look at your vagina.
Yeah, I was to get my vagina registered, right? Let's get it on the books. I did.
Put a license plate.
But I got to tell you, because, you know, I don't really do like the vagina jokes, but after I had this experience, because I was way overdue, mm-hmm. I had to download this experience. Audience, I had to say, I know, like, this,
yeah.
I feel like I need to file a police report, mm-hmm. and it was just, I was thinking like, okay, you know, I don't really wear panties a lot. Am I gonna lose points? You know, like,
I always worry about my hairstyle.
Oh, do you? Yeah, like, what should it be all off? Should it be full blown? Should it be just like?
How do they feel about that?
You mean for when you go to the doctor?
Yeah, like really? I always wonder like.
Yeah.
Because I mean, maybe it's just me, but if I was a gynecologist.
You've seen them all the time.
You've seen them all the time, but just the different hairstyles, you'd probably be like, oh, that's kind of cute. Oh, no, I don't like that. You know, just because that's how you look at people's heads.
Yes.
Their hairstyles.
So you think he's going to judge you when you lie there with your legs in the stirrups.
Well, I mean, everybody's a human. I kind of want to know, hey, doc, how's it measure up?
Yeah.
You know, are we liking what we see, or is it just normal? Is it a little better than normal? I'll take that.
But why would you care what the doctor thinks?
It's just an area that, one, we can't see.
Yeah.
And it's
without
there.
A mirror.
And I don't know what the inside of it looks like. I don't know what...
You don't know what the inside... You get one of those little dentist mirrors, and you can have a look with a flashlight.
Oh, I mean, I've never really gone that route. We could try. But, I went up there. It pinched. It got lube everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that whole lube thing, I kind of, when I walk out of the gynecologist after having the speculum and the lube and all that sort of stuff in there, and I'm kind of wet, and I'm like, I shouldn't be wet because
so
of the lube.
Yeah.
It kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, it's like they lube it up and they put a shoehorn in there that kind of, it slips in kind of sweet.
Speculum.
It doesn't hurt at first, and then it's like,
and then they
like a car.
Crank it up.
You know, and it just, and the dude that I was with, it was a dude, he didn't speak really good English, which was good. I didn't want to chat, but... You know, I did have questions, and I just got looks. I didn't really get answers.
I like the little outfit that they stick you in, the pink backless, like, paper number.
No, I didn't get all that.
You didn't get all that? Oh, I got pretty fancy pink sort of paper, like this gown made out of paper with had no back on it. And I was like, is this going to come into fashion soon? It's on the runway.
It was pretty, but then I didn't realize that there's supposed to be a woman in there that watches. Or she's there. Mm-hmm. As
what, she tweaks off in the corner? What?
I don't know. All of a sudden, this, like, 21-year-old comes in, and she's standing by me, and I'm like, hey, what's up? I didn't know why the hell she was there. I was like, are you trying to, you know...
Yeah, they've got to make sure he's not doing anything weird.
Which is... I get it now. It's admirable. Good, but I was kind of like, what's this about? Are you just taking notes? It's kind of private, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Get out of here. Like, no, I'm here to make sure that...
But she's hanging out. He's fiddling around down there.
Do they still have to have a woman there if it's a woman gynecologist?
Well, there's no man gynecologist. I mean, you know, men don't go and see gynecologists.
I meant the male. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm joking with you.
All right. Mm.
I see what you're saying. Like, do they need to have a witness if it's a female?
Right. Yeah, if it's a female doctor. I think so.
Well, maybe, there's lesbians.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder how that would work if you were a lesbian gynecologist, what your clientele would think about you.
Yeah, except I don't think they abuse people like men do, you know?
No.
I don't think women are sexual predators, but, you know, but still...
I don't know. Well, there have been cases of women raping men.
What?
Yes.
No, you can't make him it up.
Yes, you can.
How?
You can strap somebody down. They can still get an erection whether they want to get the erection or not.
How do you diddle it around to make him get up and make him like, hey, forget the fact that there's a knife and a gun to your head right now. I need you to...
I can't think of the case right now, but there was a very famous case of a guy that actually won. He was raped by four women. And I can't remember it, but I do remember thinking, wow, that's kind of like, how do you... But, you know, if you actually tied somebody down... I mean, women who are raped, it's common knowledge that when a woman is raped, there's a large percentage of them that actually orgasm. And none of them are enjoying it. It's just something that your body physically does, you know.
Oh, man, that just sounds like a really shitty experience.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
No, it does. I mean, that's true. You know, yeah. I think, and I think when they're younger, they sort of like later fantasize about it and stuff. You know,
that's one thing I've never fantasized about. Yeah. I actually got attacked by someone once, really? And I almost ripped their throat out. So I, you know,
really? Yeah. Well, how old were you?
I was 19.
Somebody came up after you?
I was asleep, and they crawled into my bed.
Wow.
Yeah, and I woke up with the person between my legs, kissing their way out my legs, and I went straight for their jugular. I grabbed them with both hands in here and like tried to rip their throat out, and I was screaming like,
really?
You effing son of a effing
Where were you? They broke into your house?
I was in Poland, actually. Yeah. And he was American, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was an American guy.
So you were in a hotel or living there?
Well, it's kind of a weird scenario because I'd been flown over to do a job, and being young and naive and not really, you know, sussing out the situation, it was quite common in New Zealand to go and do a job on location and have the production company rent a house, and everybody sort of has a different room in the house. That's sort of kind of common, you know.
Right.
So I didn't think anything of it when I was flown to Poland and had to stay in this guy's house.
Right,
you know, he had a large
right.
house, and there was a room for guests, and it was all appeared very legitimate.
Right.
And the one thing that I do think that was kind of weird is I didn't have a return ticket. I only had a one-way ticket. I got there, and I was there for 4 days, and I was under the impression that I was going to be working for 4 days. The job that I did took 3 hours.
Really?
So he basically had flown me in to sort of be his escort or his entertainment for 4 days. And the first night, like, he took me out, and he took me drinking and into a nightclub, but because even though I was 19, I mean, I was very sensible. I'm like, I'm not going to get drunk in front of a client. So I had a couple of glasses of wine, and that was it. And he was like, try some cognac, try this cognac. And I was like, no. And I'd taste it, but I wouldn't finish it. Like, I was just trying to be very professional. I remember thinking, this is cool. This guy's taking me to a club. Like, I'd had a fun night, and then I went to bed, and I woke up. And then, like, I don't know how long it had been since I'd fallen asleep, but I woke up. Jeez. And I went ballistic. I went really mental. And he sort of was choking, and eventually he kind of got out of my grip and left the room. And then I freaked out because I'm like, he could come back with a knife or a gun.
Right,
like,
I had,
so I went to go and lock the door, and there was no lock on the door, and I was like, you know. And the next morning, it was kind of very odd. Like, it was just a very strange...
Well, yeah, he kind of tried to rape you in your sleep. That's a little uncomfortable.
And I remember the one thing that probably saved me was, A, I'd actually met a guy on the plane who was a big famous model in Poland, and he'd invited me to the face of the whatever show that he was comparing and host of. So I had a phone number of someone in Poland, and he knew that. So I actually had an out. I had a connection, like, I could get out if I had to get it.
Right.
And it was really funny because I finally went back to Italy, and I remember talking to a couple of girls at a dinner one night, and I overheard a conversation of a girl saying that her friend who was 16 had been raped by this client in Poland.
Wow.
So it appeared that it was a regular thing for him. He
really?
Basically brought a girl out once a month, and
You gotta watch out for these men, I'm telling you. You know, somebody invites you to their house... That's red light right there.
But the agency knew about it.
Really?
My agency knew about it, and they turned a blind eye to it, and they sent another girl to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was horrible.
But you choked the shit out of him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
At 19, was he a little dude?
He was probably about Sam's size.
That's not a big dude.
Well...
It's not a big dude.
But, I mean, so you got your choke on.
Yeah.
And you just... And he just went away? I mean, what did he
say? Yeah, he just went away. He freaked out. Like, I think he... I mean...
Some people don't want you to fight back.
I'd heard a couple of the other girls that he raped. I heard that they were... A, they were younger than me. B, I'm pretty... And I always have been very opinionated and very against any kind of violation from a very young age. I remember seeing a guy flash himself at me when I was like 7 years old, and I remember screaming at him, "That's disgusting, you dirty old man!" You know, like,
yeah.
I've always kind of been like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I heard like one of the girls that he raped, I mean, that he had said to her that she had to do it. Why on earth does she think she was there? Like, and he gave her a whole spiel as to, you know, I mean, and she was in tears, and, you know, I mean, he was just a horrible, nasty human being, you know. And he obviously tried different tactics with different girls. He probably thought that if he got me drunk, that it was going to be easy. But
right.
It wasn't. And he didn't get me drunk. And
yeah.
It wasn't easy.
Wow. Kara, did you ever have any close call like that?
Trying to think. Oh, no. Not that I'm immune to it, but I'm very boisterous. I just don't think I'm the kind of girl guys want to rape. Why don't they want to rape me?
Yeah, if you're going to fight back, they're going to go for victims. They're not going to go for women.
I mean, maybe if I was passed out or something. Oh, this is a bad story, actually, you guys.
Oh, here
Let me
go.
Interrupt because we have our guest calling, I think. So give me a few minutes.
This one's nasty.
On that, yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah, good morning, Sam and Kara. In the morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. This is Ryan Stoner from Hooray. I am the founder of and creator of C-Spotter, the celebrity mobile application.
Right. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing well.
Wonderful. Now, so the company is called Hooray, right? And
yes.
And you guys are in the business of creating iPhone apps. And so you guys wrote to me and stuff. Tell us a little bit about this iPhone app that you guys are promoting now.
Yeah, so we just launched Celebrity Spotter, which is the first iPhone app dedicated to providing real-time celebrity updates on the whereabouts and activities of celebrities.
Right.
So what C-Spotter does is it basically allows, you know, just as you would be out at a restaurant and you see a celebrity, what we've done is we've created a platform for you to post that sighting to your friends and to kind of the C-Spotter community.
I see. So this is based on people really having sightings of celebrities and so forth, because I was wondering, you can't possibly have homing device on each one.
So poor celebrities. It's no longer just paparazzi. Now everybody's going to be paparazzi, huh?
You know what? But it's good for celebrities, too. It gives celebrities a way to promote themselves as well. I mean, the Ashton Kutchers of the world have kind of taken advantage of social media. And, you know, it's a way to promote your activities as well. So, you know, my hope is that celebrities will use it to kind of expand their fame by posting details on where they're going, what they're doing, what's going on. And then, you know, specifically in the long term, what we like about it, it's the ability to kind of see what spots are hot. You know, if multiple celebrities are being sighted or checking into to various locations,
right.
You know, that, you know, the restaurant is kind of the new upcoming restaurant that everyone should check out.
Right. Now, is this like all over the country pretty much, or is it just limited to a certain geographical area?
It's international. We have the ability to, I mean, the app is international right now in terms of the spotting so far, mostly L.A. We did actually have a couple spottings last week in Chicago. I think Vince Vaughn was spotted in Chicago by one of our users.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our sightings are in L.A., just because that's where, you know, most celebrities and kind of tastemakers live.
Right.
Yeah, they live right down my street, freaking Gelson's. Come on in.
Yeah.
Adam Levine from freaking Maroon 5. I told him where the Chunky Monkey ice cream was. He's with a girlfriend. She's pretty hot, actually.
Yeah.
But whatever, look boring, like a boring type hot.
So how did this idea come about, Ryan?
You know, this idea came about, I mean, I'm in the business of building iPhone applications. We have several products out there already. This was, we just saw the opportunity to kind of transform the way that celebrity gossip it gets into the hands of users. I mean, there's not a celebrity gossip platform on the mobile device. And, you know, I see the opportunity to really bring that real-time celebrity updates.
Right. Now, did you get any flack from celebrities at all, or is everybody pretty cool with it?
You know, everyone seems pretty cool with it. The only thing we've gotten flack about is, you know, by Apple, we had to remove all politicians. So you'll never be able to know where Arnold Schwarzenegger will be, because we cannot post any of his details.
Right. So what did you say, politicians, is it?
Politicians, yes.
I see. Okay,
That's part of Apple's policy. So.
I see. So they're off the table.
Well, they would get shot if everybody knew where the hell they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you see Brad Pitt, he'll end up on the app.
Yeah. So what are some of the celebrities that people have reported? I mean, pretty much the big ones?
You know, so far it's been a mix. I mean, Christian Bale was spotted at Dominic's 2 nights ago.
Uh-huh.
Mark Ruffalo was at the L.A. Film Festival, which, and then also I think Julianna Moore was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I think someone actually spotted Lady Gaga was probably our biggest one in New York at Asia de Cuba.
I saw her.
And then we had Mark Zuckerberg sighting as well in New York City. So yeah. Kind of the new age celebrities in the business world that kind of take on their own transformation.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool. So where can people get the app?
So people can get the app on iTunes if they go and search for Celeb Spotter. It will pop up in the iTunes store. Otherwise, we have a website which also has a real-time feed of celebrity spottings, which is just cspotter.com.
cspotter.com. Sounds good. And does the application cost? Well, it probably does, right? I mean, it's not like
The application is free for 1 month, and then we will be a 99 cents.
I see. Okay, well, that's cool. So, Celebrity Spotter, everybody, or C Spotter, right? That's what you call it.
Yes, yeah, C Spotter is what we're calling it. The full name is Celeb Spotter, though.
Right, right. Okay, everybody, go get the app. It sounds pretty interesting to me. I mean, for people that like that kind of stuff, you know.
Can light it up.
Yeah, I'm sure if you like the National Enquirer and TMZ and all that stuff, that would go right along with it. Yeah. Okay, Ryan, well, all the best to you. And what is the website again?
The website again is cspotter.com, and then my company's website is raysociety.com, where you'll find the rest of our applications.
Oh, so you have some other apps as well? What are some of the other ones?
The other apps we have an app that is an education learning app called Language Master.
Uh-huh.
We have another app that you might have seen on Modern Family, which was it's called Birthday Cake a la Carte, which allows you to blow a birthday cake out on your iPhone or your iPad and send the birthday cake to your friends.
Really?
Yep, and then we have a couple of apps that are in the pipeline. But those are our main apps that we have launched today.
Sounds good. How long have you been doing this, Ryan?
We are new. We've been doing this for about 4 months now.
Wow, good for you. And you already have something on the market, which is amazing. Okay, well, Ryan Stoner, the company is Hooray, and the apps are Celebrity Spotter. And thank you so much, Ryan. Good luck with the apps.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, well, that sounds good. I mean, I used to be like really into celebrities and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. but there's something with the privacy here that I think, I don't know if they'll have issues because just like, you know, in real life, like with TMZ and all that, you know, I mean, people see celebrities, they're going to take pictures, you know.
I don't know if it's too invasive. My thing is if you see a celebrity, you're going to take time to buy the app. I say go make money off of it. Ooh, does that mean? Like go funnel that information to a
Paparazzi. Oh, I see. If you're reporting
money.
It,
give it to People Magazine or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can just because I have friends that are paparazzi, and mm-hmm. if I wanted to, which I've never have, if you see somebody, you quickly call them and they're there and they're and you get a fee.
Uh huh.
You make money. You can make money doing that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I've never done it. I don't really have the time or the care to do it. But
right.
I figure if you're gonna buy an app. Forget what I said. People don't do it. Let's respect everybody's privacy. That's the way to go.
No, well, I mean, you really, it's like, yes, it's invasive on one hand, but at the other hand, when you're a celebrity, you know, once you leave the house, you're in public.
Yeah, I agree. What I hate is when they take photographs of them when they're sunbathing in their backyard or something. Like, I mean, that's when I get annoyed.
Yeah, that to me is a real violation.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't be getting to see their personal space. But if they're out at a restaurant or... Not even a restaurant, but just walking around or something like that.
Yeah.
Right,
it's different.
Misbehaving and...
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they know what they're doing when they go outside and they're in public. You know, in public you can do anything.
I know. It's kind of cool thing.
Yeah. So, Stephanie, go ahead and plug... So, you have the show tonight.
I have the John Lovitz Club tonight. Yes, headliners only. Michael Mitchell's show, and I am headlining the 8 o'clock show, which actually you should really be there if you're going to come. At 7:45, because the show starts at 8 and they start seating and it gets pretty packed in there.
Yeah. How long is your set?
I'm doing 20-25 minutes.
Okay, that's good enough. That makes it worth it. I'll try and come for sure.
I'd love it. Well, I need to put you on the list.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, I will let you know.
If you want to get on my guest list, people out there who are listening, you can Facebook me. My Facebook URL is Spanky of Hollywood. That's how you find me straight away versus the 50 other Stephanie Pauls that are on Facebook. Or you can go to my website. I know you can email me at stephaniepaul@mac.com and I'll put you on my guest list and it'll be $5 instead of $15.
I'm doing that.
That's pretty cool.
Let's hook it up.
And any other shows coming up?
I had a whole bunch last week, but I'm about to go to New York. I'm currently trying to book some stuff in New York And then I come back for 3 days, and then I go to San Francisco for 5 days, and then I go to Australia and New Zealand. So,
really?
So wow. All my main big shows that are coming up are all in Australia and New Zealand. So
Yeah. Well, you're a female Marco Polo, pretty much. You travel all over the place. And Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
me. And everybody, you can check out stephaniepaul.net. And hopefully you'll find the videos there. Maybe they'll work by the time
somebody
get there. Because I wished we could play some of your stuff. But maybe
I'm hilarious.
Time.
Come to my show.
Yes. Well, we were going to give them a little taste of it. But thank you, Stephanie Paul, again. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
planet. Two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. So, Stephanie's fun, huh?
I like her.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's got sass, and she just, I think she's got like a real laid back kind of like, I'm from New Zealand. What? What are you gonna do? I'm from New Zealand. I'm wearing pointy boots. She looks cool, sexy, down to earth, and just kind of like, whatever, deal with it.
She's sexy. I mean, did you notice how skinny she is? That's amazing.
Yeah, she looks, I don't know, she looks great, yeah, but I just think that every girl's skinny in LA. I'm like, okay, she's skinny, like, get in line with all the other skinny girls. I live with half of them.
Yeah. Well, so we've got another skinny girl.
Well, we sure do. And coming up next, really skinny girl, Lizzie Cooperman.
Hi.
Hi, welcome, Lizzie.
Thank you.
And so how do you guys know each other?
I met Lizzie a couple times. We did a show together at the Improv. And then I've just seen her.
Oh, so you're a comic as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It was Biscuits and Gravy.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah, it was a while back. It was a while back. But I mean, I've run into you a couple times. And I'm like, she's nutty. I mean, you're nutty in a good way.
I love when you saw me on the street and you were like, I know you, you're crazy.
Always. Every time I see her, I'm like, crazy. But it's in a good way. It's in a good way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Make sure you stay a little close to the mic so we can hear you.
But yeah. That's good?
Yeah, it's good.
That's very good.
And we can bring it down for you.
I feel like I'm going to end up in a different, like,
no,
a portal to another world.
No, that's fine. We can hear you once you close. Yeah.
She's so funny. She's like, are people going to be able to hear that I don't have on makeup?
Well,
are you mad, Sam?
Don't get too close to the mic and then they won't know.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, your little necklace is pretty. She's wearing a little bird. She's got just a big ass bird on her chest. I'm telling you.
That's true.
Lizzie's
huh?
all kind of crazy.
Do you know, like, can you see the self tanning?
Yeah, it's a little bit, but it's just normal. It's a normal casualty of being white.
Can you see that? It's like,
what
stripey.
Is that?
It's stripey.
Uh huh.
And this is like a good, this was Clinique.
Oh, you spent some money.
I upgraded a little bit.
Mm hmm. Okay.
But,
I know. I'm telling you, the problems of being a woman, you know, it's got to be very tough, you know.
I like your glasses.
Thank you very much.
How did you choose red? Like, who's
I
like, I want drama.
I know.
I want blood red.
Well,
I never
not
realized
like
that they were red.
Really?
Oh my gosh, Sam, you got a little sass on you.
I do. You
They're
see,
really
when
cool.
I went to pick up a pair, it's not like I had it in mind, but then they kind of stood out, and I thought maybe I should try a different color, you know.
Yeah.
And The optician tells me, he says, well, usually women get that. And I said, but you know what? It's going to add a little color and stuff. And he says, you know what the amazing thing is? It looks good on you, you know? So
you
I took
so
him.
You are so sweet. I love this little side of Sam.
Yeah.
I really like it. Yeah, you never see men in colorful glasses.
Yeah, so I figured, what the hell, you know?
He's like, usually
a little color to the face, you know?
Yeah.
He well, even told you a little that. Women usually get it. And you're like, no, we're going to go. He's like, no, it's good on your skin. It's good skin tone.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hold on, we got a call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air with Kara and Sam. Who's calling?
Richard?
Richard.
Is Lizzie there?
Lizzie's here. Do you know Richard, Lizzie?
No, I don't know Richard. I have a feeling this is
Richard.
A prank.
I'm Richard.
This is a prank call.
It's a prank call.
Okay. Keep going,
it's
Richard.
Not a prank. I want to ask Lizzie how many keyboards. Two quick questions. First time caller, long time listener. I'm calling from west of the Rockies.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to ask Lizzie the following questions, please.
Okay.
May I please ask the two questions? Number one, this is the question first, the first question of the two questions now coming out. Number one, how many keyboards or organs does Lizzie go through in a year?
Do you play the keyboards?
Yeah.
It's her set. Is like, she's straight up jamming on the
Oh,
the
really?
Piano. Yeah.
So this guy does know you.
More like haunted housing on the piano.
How many do you go through, Lizzie?
One. I've only had one ever my whole life.
And did you buy the extended warranty when you bought it?
No, I did not buy the warranty.
Yeah.
Why should
number,
I?
Number two. Here is my second question. Okay. Of the first two questions.
Thank you.
Here it comes. It is ready now to come out.
Go ahead.
Number two, the second question is, out of the two questions you've given me time to ask for Lizzie Cooperman. Number two, Lizzie, could you please show us your arms?
Okay. All right, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, so it's weird because he knows you do comedy with pianos. He might have just gone to your website or something. I posted on your website this morning.
Lizzie's like worried. Who the hell is this?
She's like, guys, I just want to do like a little like radio. I didn't know I was going to get a stalker thrown in. That's free of charge, girl. We throw the stalkers in for free. You're welcome.
No, maybe. I wonder who that was.
His name's Richard. Hey, Richard. Just
Is he still there?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it didn't sound like a very good call. So.
No, sorry, Richard. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Well, that's kind of cool in a way.
So, yeah, nice. you have fans out there, obviously, you know?
Some. Yeah. Is that a fan? I don't know. It's like a piano expert.
Yeah.
And he's is that a Yamaha?
That's my demographic.
Extended warranty.
No, she gets...
I knew it wasn't
Lizzie,
going anywhere.
Lizzie, explain a little bit about your style, or do you want me to do it?
You can do it. You do it. I'm curious.
Okay. So I've seen Lizzie a couple times, and I always say she's crazy because, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in the sense of, like, she's just crazy. Like, the girl gets on stage, and she does, like, these hysterical mock versions of, like, infomercials for Pechanga or Pechanga or Morongo.
Morongo, yeah.
And you're looking at her like, I'm like, she's up there. She's doing this. She's doing this right now. And she's clunking on her keys. And she's like, Pachanga, Moronga, Resort. And I don't know what it is. But she thinks she's done. And she ain't quitting. She's like, no, I'm giving you more Morongo. You better get with it. And you're just like, girl's got some balls. Because it's just a unique act. And it is very funny.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. I like hearing that a lot.
Yeah, you got it.
So you act as a keyboard that you play?
Yeah, but I've only been doing that for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just got bored. Not bored, but I was like, ugh. You know when you just you need to, like, switch. Like, mm-hmm. I always need to keep myself excited.
Right.
Well, yeah, you're just ready to evolve as an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
no,
an
artist.
Totally. You need
it
more if you
I'm
evolve.
Like, totally.
Yeah. Totally. But no, it's very, very funny, but she's just Morongo, my tanga.
I've never been to Morongo. Have you been?
No, I didn't even. I mean, you is these are
the,
like.
Is that the one near Palm Springs?
I don't know, but you hear these background infomercials. Or whatever, when you've got the TV on and it's like, you know, Pechanga, Morongo, whatever. And they're all like Indian reservations that somebody's making money off of now. And they're
right.
making them like Vegas-ish a
right.
bit with lots of more Indian feathers.
Right.
And I just always think it looks a little bit janky.
Yeah.
A little bit janky.
Right.
Do we think
I like that word.
Janky.
Is that the name of a cafe? Oh, no, that's Jinkies.
That's Jinkies, but that's, yeah. Jinkies isn't janky, though. I love Jinkies. Jinkies is good.
Kind of a weird name for
Jinkies?
A restaurant. I feel
yeah.
like...
Do they have more than one?
Yeah, they got a couple around.
Oh,
town.
I see, because there's one right down the street.
Jinkies is pretty good. One of my favorite things that they have is the chorizo scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Work it out. I'm from Texas. I love chorizo.
Oh, you're from Texas?
Yeah, people don't even know what chorizo is. I still don't. It's like a mix of pork and some other mystery meat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I eat the soy rizo.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm not... Are we vegetarian?
Pescatarian.
So I've heard that's the second time I've heard that recently.
Really?
That's true. Yesterday we had someone, right?
It means, it means I eat fish, so I'm not a full-blown vegetarian.
Right.
So you like
I
fish?
I eat fish, yeah.
Yeah.
I was for 7 years. I was pescatarian.
Mm-hmm.
And then one New Year's Eve, we were like counting down, and I was like, 10, not. And my friend like popped a meatball in my mouth.
Really?
Like as a joke. And I ate it and was like, that is so good. Then I ate meat for a year and a half, and then I just.
It was just one ball,
it
and
was
you were
one
over.
Meatball.
And you were like, I've got to go back for a bit. Did you have stomach issues when you started eating meat again? Or?
Uh-uh.
No?
Nothing really changed. I just feel like I have more energy without.
Without
really?
Meat, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of trying that, but you know what? I love meat so much. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, Lizzie. But no, I'm just saying, keep the meat up.
I'm actually here to push the book Diet for New America.
That's funny.
Did you know that baby calves?
Oh, my gosh. I had a friend, a really close friend. We're still friends, but she went through the whole, I'm going to be a vegetarian and vegan, and it was like, look, I don't want to eat anything that has a face, is what she said. I'm like, do you read the Bible? Because, you know, they did it. That's my thing for everything. Go read the Bible. But
yeah.
No, I mean, you're in Texas and meat is like the national thing you do. You know, you have meat offs,
right.
More meat, put meat in your cereal. That's how they do it.
Put meat.
Did a meat smoothie. It's just, you know, you're giving your kids pork chops at the age of 2. It's just the way you do it. Oh, it's good for their teething. He's teething. Give him a pork chop.
When did you leave Texas?
I left Texas when I was 20.
Okay.
So I lived my adult life up until now, which I'm still adult or whatever now. That's what I'm saying.
She's still like an adult.
I guess I am. I don't know. Isn't it weird to say I mean, I'm in my 20s, but it's weird to say, like, I'm a woman. Like, I guess I'm a woman.
Not a little
when
girl
are,
anymore.
Yeah, when do you?
Well, I mean, just the word woman. Do you
we need to have a bat mitzvah for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Is there meat going to be involved? I'm down. So do you ever call yourself a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Not that that's wrong or right. Or
why would you call yourself a woman?
I don't know. I just don't feel...
What would you call instead?
Just,
a girl?
Not a girl. I don't really use words to, like, lady or girl or anything, but when I say woman, like, I'm a woman.
Right.
There's part of me that goes, am I a woman?
Mm.
Meaning, like, a normal female. But,
right.
I mean, you know, it's an adult part of your life. I guess the fact that I have a roommate in my... I share a room. Don't
You're
quite like, feel like a woman yet is what I'm trying to say.
I have the top bunk.
I don't know, something about that whole sharing a room and our beds connected in an L shape where our feet touch. I don't know. I don't quite feel like a woman.
We've got like phone calls coming out of my ears.
Really?
I think one is the guy that called before. Let's try this one and see. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Lizzie there?
Lizzie's here. Go ahead.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi. Who is this? I'm like accusatory on the radio.
You say tomato. I say... Oh,
oh my gosh. Is this Gilbert?
Yes.
Gilbert from Comedy Gold in Atlanta?
Hey.
Yay.
Wow. How are you, Gilbert?
We just had a creepy call, Gilbert. We just had a crazy creepy call. We were trying to figure out which direction this was going.
Did you like let the whole world know you're going to be here?
Yeah, that was creepy. The Richard guy.
I just posted it on Facebook.
I see. Okay.
Good. That's a good Facebook.
So she's
account.
Getting stalked now.
So Gilbert.
I'm a different creepy guy, but I'm
no Gilbert.
There you go. You sound normal to me.
Gilbert's the funniest accountant in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Very dubious title.
You're a comic and an accountant.
Yeah, I'm also the funniest Iraqi in Atlanta.
Funniest Iraqi?
Oh, really? Won a contest. You won a huge contest.
Yeah, well, I gave myself that honor. So.
Yeah, we
did
might
he,
have...
Did he really
hey,
win a
Lizzie,
contest?
Hey, how are you?
I'm bragging about
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
do you have
oh,
any,
you are?
Do you have any specific questions for Lizzie?
How are you?
I don't want you to talk to me until you watch Lost.
Why is that?
I'm not going to talk to anyone unless they've seen the finale.
I just stopped. I'm going to start from the beginning.
All right. Okay, Gilbert. Well, unless you have something interesting.
Hello.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Thanks for calling in, Gilbert.
Thank you, Gilbert. Say hi to your family.
Hey, no problem.
Okay.
Support Comedy Gold in Atlanta.
Yeah, the funny Iraqi.
I love it.
He's amazing.
That's pretty good.
That's
well, good. So people are following you wherever you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And the guy west of the Rockies, he's on it, girl.
West of the Rockies.
He's like, I'm
I can't even picture where that is. Is that bad?
No, west of the Rockies, that was a bit funny.
Yeah.
So, where are you originally from, Lizzie?
I'm from Minneapolis.
Oh, really?
A small place called New Hope. I'm like, a small place called New Hope.
Yeah.
The hardened streets of South Central New Hope, Minnesota.
And so at what point did you decide to move here?
I went to school in Boston, then I moved back to Minneapolis, then I moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing stand-up in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And I was there for like 2.5 years, then New York, 2.5 years, and then I've been here like...
So you've been doing comedy in all these places,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
At what point did you discover you're funny and you want to do that?
I'm still waiting.
Maybe you're not funny. Maybe you're not funny, you just try to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I started doing stand-up because I was like, I can be on stick. Because I did like solo performance stuff before that wasn't... me alone on stage with a microphone necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do I get nervous when I talk? You know when you start talking about
yourself?
Your passion? Yeah.
Yeah, you get
like
nervous.
My heart races when I talk about it.
Really?
Well, you're excited maybe. I mean, that's your passion,
that's
right?
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. I love talking about myself.
I feel like I kind of go weak.
Really?
A little bit. A little.
It's weird when people have to plug themselves. And we've had other comics on here that like they're like amazingly funny, but it's like
they don't speak.
It's just I think that people's personalities in their set doesn't always match who they are.
Mm.
And some people aren't on personalities, and some people are like I say for the stage, you know, and like hey, so how's everything going? They're like. Yeah, they're like the road's been hard. I'm like, oh, we got audience, man.
This is depressing. Like, what if I came in here and did jingles for resorts? Like, I was literally that similar to my onstage.
Well, I love it. I mean, you feel free to do a jingle for a resort
or even. Like,
so you moved out here. What age to LA?
I moved here when I was 28.
28. Okay.
Yeah.
And comedy club scene or the comedy scene in LA, are we loving it? Are we liking
love
it?
Love it.
You do love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
I actually feel like it's been better for me.
Okay.
I think because in New York I was working at a club and I felt the pressure of like,
mm-hmm.
when someone pays like $15 and a 2-drink minimum, there's a certain like, I felt like I couldn't experiment as much.
Yeah, you got to give
it. I was just moving in general and being able to feel like I could kind of start over.
Right.
Yeah. How was the comedy scene in New York versus LA?
It's so interesting because the comics there who want to do comedy really like do the bringers and flyer for their shows like in the middle of winter, snowstorms, will be like out on the street, like, please come to my show. I have to have 10 people just so I can get on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really new, I mean, that doesn't happen in Minneapolis where I started, you know?
Yeah.
And when I got to New York, I was already performing at a club, so I didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really interesting seeing how passionate people were that they would, you know, stand out in the freezing cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do the bringers.
Yeah. Yeah, and that they really wanted to do it that badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
If people don't really do that here, I don't think. I mean, maybe at the haha.
Yeah.
Do you do stand-up as well?
No, I don't do any stand-up, yeah. But I enjoy watching it, you know?
How do you guys know each other? Were you like Craigslist?
I auditioned for the show, and Sam chose me. It was me and this other girl, and she was really nice, but I was funnier. And I thought that Sam liked her like way much more than me because she's kind of hot, and he was giving her the eyes the whole time.
I was not.
But I was bringing it, but you weren't looking at me, but you're looking at her. Anyway, he chose me.
And I was, so you had it was you, and then you and another girl.
No, at the same time. So like we were both on the same. Yeah. She was really cool, but he kept like looking at her, asking her questions. I was like, what about the person that's bringing it? Give me a little love over here, man.
Nice.
Forget sweat my balls off. I need
really?
A little
attention. I can't believe you felt that way.
I did. I felt snubbed. But then I got it, so it was good. It worked all
snubbed.
Out.
Snubbed. I mean, I always try to give equal time to everybody. I don't know why you felt that way, because you need so much attention.
You got it.
There you
Bingo.
Go. She had to share it with another person. That's a problem.
Yeah. He didn't need to, like, pull your potential out of you like he
no,
did
No, he didn't.
With the
that shit
girl.
Was flying once I walked in. I was like, ba-boom, false cylinders rocking and rolling. I got jokes ready to go.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the other girl was like, yeah, I'm an artist. And...
Oh, long An deep sighs. An adult contemporary artist.
Yeah, it was very long deep sighs. Too jaded. I'm over it. Over it.
Right. Like, that's a very morning show voice. Like, so, like,
yeah,
right?
Like very, like,
I couldn't listen to that for more than 5 seconds. Are you kidding me?
I'm so deep because I'm an artist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm over it. Like, go fucking get a job, you know. Just get a job.
So now, are you able to make a living off of this, or do you do other things as well?
No, I do other things as well.
Other things as well, okay.
I don't want to say what else I do.
That's okay. We don't have to get into it. That's fine.
Are you serious? You don't want to talk?
But I work at McDonald's on...
No. I mean, you can't tell us what the other side jobs are?
Yeah, we can get a free hamburger.
Ooh, that means is it legal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's legal. She just.
Okay.
I mean, you can see people are stalking her. She wants to keep some things private.
That's cool. No, keep it private. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I started internet
dating. This guy keeps calling
you
all
did?
The time, you know.
Yeah, I was internet dating, and I had to stop telling people I was on a show and shit, and where the show and where they can listen, because I divulge a lot of stuff, and then I go on a date, and they know more about me than I know about me.
That's not fair.
And it's not fair.
I don't
fair.
Like the Googling before the...
No, it's not cool. So I was like, we're going to keep it anonymous. And then it was like, ooh, you're so secretive. Which is kind of work for you, because guys like that whole mysterious thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not really that mysterious, but...
I don't know.
But so, no, I kind of get it, the anonymity, needing some distance, you know?
Which site were you on?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Because,
let me ask you, have you seen the commercial for this site called Zeus?
I did see the commercial. It looks cute.
What is it?
What do you think?
Well, I was just thinking Zoosk. And it's
kind
like
of
bubble letters with like a star and a heart kind of coming out of it. I was just thinking, like, when do you go like, okay, eHarmony didn't work, Match didn't work, J-Dates, and like, when do you go to Zeus? Like, what is the trickle-down effect?
When do you go, you know what, because I've done a couple sites in the past, and it's the same damn people.
Right.
I've run into people. I'm like, ooh, block. Hide profile from this person because, you know, I mean, I did it for just a few months, but it's like...
Hide profile on Match or...
No.
On the dating...
No, site. I've actually predominantly done Christian sites because I want to...
Oh.
I want to do a Christian.
Really?
Yeah. I want to...
There was a single priest on Extreme Home Makeover yesterday.
I don't want to do a single priest. Single priest is a Catholic.
It's a really amazing house now.
Really?
Yeah. That's
and
probably
eight kids.
The
only... single with 8 kids.
Yeah.
I like cry at that show all the time. Have you seen it?
It's staged though. My friend, a friend of a friend, her family did it, and they live up north near Seattle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had to like kind of do a little bit more backstory and fabricate stories and everything.
They had to kill their mom.
They're like, hey, can we just say that you had a cousin that lived with you that had leukemia, and they're not here anymore? Is that cool? No, it wasn't that bad. But they do fabricate it a bit, and they, you know, exploit it a bit. And not that it's not a good show, but it's just like all TV. Like reality TV is not really reality.
Right. Yeah. Have you been on?
I did do one episode of a show. And it was so stupid.
You are mysterious. She's like, because I'm not very mysterious. And you have,
no, I did one episode of a show on that.
I'm bringing out all her hot button issues.
Well, no, I'm telling you, I did one episode of a reality MTV show, and I even tried to Google it and YouTube it. Thank God, I can't find it anywhere. Thank
was
God.
Was it a date? A date one?
It was secretly a date one. Yeah, they told me I was going to be doing stand up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said, oh, you can impersonate celebrities. We'll have you on. You could do this, this, and this. I said, okay, cool. And they said, yeah, it's going to kind of go like this. And they told one girl's American Idol of MTV. Freaking lied. I got in there. I'm like, you mean to tell me I'm being auctioned off? I'm like, well, shit, I'll do it. Give me my $500, but just
right.
I was like 23 or 24. It's one of those like, rinse due. This will be not really my goal, my dream, but you know what? Who's gonna see it?
No,
everybody
I know.
In Texas. Saw it. My MySpace. Remember when we did MySpace back a few years ago? Blew up.
Yeah.
Comments, posts. I was a star.
Really? Wow.
I had an awful thing like that happen.
What?
Too. I've talked about this on stage.
I want to hear it.
Am I comfortable? Yeah, I've told her. I was in a commercial that turned out it was for a video store, and then it turned out to be for a pornographic video store. So, like, I'm like, Minnesota's number one source for movies, blah, 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 blah. And then it comes out, and it's flashing triple X. It says 4-hour-long DVDs, $24.95. And, of course, if someone's like, you're going to be in a commercial, you're like, oh, my God. Like, living in Minnesota.
So you're telling everybody you're in a commercial. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I got it, Mom. I got it. Whatever. I got it. So bad.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
then it aired all the time. And I was just starting stand-up all the time. So people would be like, you look so familiar. And I'd be like, no, I don't know.
So you didn't know that it was a porn?
No, I mean, I knew when I got to the video store that it had a section like that.
Mm-hmm.
And... There is one part of the commercial where I'm kind of sitting on the desk, like, whatever you're looking for. Like, I was supposed to be...
Like, sexy.
Hot in it, yeah.
Yeah. That's really funny.
But it was, it was humiliating. It was really embarrassing to tell my family. Mm. And it was, like, right before my sister's wedding. And I was like, Mom, I just wanted to tell you I'm in a commercial. And she goes, I know. And I go, why didn't you say anything? She goes, because I was ashamed.
I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you tell her it was an accident?
Yeah, but at that point, I feel like this is so... Even, like, with doing stand-up, sometimes you're like, well, I have to just be able to separate myself at some point and be accountable for it and be like, okay, well, this is my life and... I can't, you know, if I have to pass all my jokes and all my decisions through my mom, I'm not going to have my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going to be okay.
No, that's true.
At which point do you...
It wasn't a sex tape. You're good.
Right.
I mean, nowadays, that's the standard that you can always say, hey, I'm not that bad. I don't have a sex tape out.
Yeah.
Do you have a sex tape out?
No, I was just thinking. I kind of wish I did.
She paused. She paused for a second, looked up. No, you're good. You're fine. She's tell her, you know what, Mom, some people have sex tapes.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I just, you know... Was in a,
she's probably forgotten about it by now.
Probably,
it was like 8 years ago.
Is she listening to that right now?
I don't know.
Who knows? There's another call. Do you want to take it, Lizzie?
Sure.
It's probably for you. Good morning. You with Sam and Kara and Lizzie on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, it's Timmy. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Timmy, how you doing, Timmy?
Excuse me. Is Lizzie there?
Lizzie's here. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Lizzie. It's Timmy. Big fan, long time listener.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to ask a quick question.
That sounds like Richard to me again. Yeah, Richard. That sounds like to you. Okay, this guy doesn't have anything.
You've got
say.
An interesting demographic of fans, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People with phlegm.
Yeah, but he doesn't have anything good to say. But he's been trying to call.
Well, hey, A for effort, dude. A for effort. But
I mean, imagine how much he has to say that he has to keep calling all
show. That was funny. He even rose his voice a higher octave.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good college try right there.
And use a different phone, too.
Does it say the phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, different phone.
Yeah, we have his number. We'll call you after the show.
Oh, my God, he's outside.
He's like, hi, Lizzie. How's it going? I just want to talk to you for a second. Do you like guitars? I want to start a band.
So you moved when you were 28, and you said you moved to Boston first?
Oh, I lived in, I don't know.
You don't know?
I lived in a van for 9 years. Sometimes I want to say that. Do you know Susie Orman lived in a van?
Really?
She did?
Yeah.
Wow.
She got her life together.
Yeah, I love her.
And she's kicking everyone else's ass. I can't deal
she
with
is.
It. It's too much judgment. right
with
now.
Her?
No, I'm not saying she's judgmental. I'm just like, I'm working out my issues. So every time like somebody's like, hey, look at this Suzy Orban, get away from me. Just turn it off.
You need to do it on your time.
I need to, you know, you don't quit smoking when you quit heroin. That's what I'm saying. So like, just let's not go to Suzy Orban right now. I don't need to hear it.
So you're doing one thing at a time.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm building my life together one time.
That's nice.
But you know, I'm talking about Suzy Orman's a hard ass.
Yeah, she is.
But I like her. I love
Can You Afford It? I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like her. I like her. But I know some people are just really financially jazzed. They love the financial shows. They want to show you their pie charts and their graphs. They want to show you all the different stock stuff. I'm like, do I look like I have stocks? Do I look like a pie chart kind of girl? I don't. So why don't we just get to the fun stuff?
Do you have a David Lee Roth IRA?
Yeah, that's not happening. It's not happening. Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I totally do.
How is everything going? Car, everything's happening. Didn't you get stolen?
My car?
Didn't something happen where somebody stole something?
One of the stalkers?
Did someone take my car?
Obviously not.
No one took my car. It did break down. That's I had like some bad luck with it, yeah.
Okay, I ran into you when that happened.
My car broke down, yes.
Yeah, I've been having a car issue. My car's getting out. Yo, girl, I lost my damn keys one day. I mean, and I lose stuff all the time. So you just get, you know, you wait it out, and it pops up like 5 minutes later. You just pray for a second. You just don't react.
Do you pray to Saint Anthony?
No, I just pray to straight up God. Oh. I just cut out the middleman.
Directly to God, yeah. She's
straight up to God. He and I,
line.
You know, as we get the red phone, I cut out the middleman. I don't think it's necessary. But no, I send up a prayer. I just relax, and it pops up, and it's usually like under my pillow or in the fridge or some real practical place. Yeah.
How the hell does it
I don't
end
know
up
how
there?
It does, but what happened was this day it wasn't popping up. I was like, ooh, the pop up time period has passed. It needed to surface, and it didn't, and I needed
the pop up time period.
It didn't. Anyway, I lost my keys, and then I find out, you know. So nowadays, if you have an older, a newer car, there is an electric chip, computerized, and you can't just go get a copy or they make a mold of your car key or call the dealer. You actually have to pay for this computer thing, which I have an older car, thank God. But people were telling me, yeah, it's probably going to be $1,100. They didn't know the model of my car, the make or the year.
Oh, really?
I was like, $1,100 is worth more than it is right now. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, right?
I know
that's what mine costs.
The car's totaled at that
point. I'm not doing that. I said, this is a key. When did keys become... I need to get a mortgage to get a key. This shouldn't be like this. But anyway, thank God it turned out to be like $20 to get a new key. But I was having like the panic attacks.
Right.
So that was one. And then my battery broke down.
I'm sorry.
But life's good. Life's good. I got a battery. Girl, I got me some new key. Shit, I got a fuzzy bear keychain.
I'm still imagining you on reality TV.
Really? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm imagining you standing next to a hot tub because they always like have a hot tub. Maybe a rose. I'm seeing a rose and a hot tub.
It really wasn't
a rose
even,
drowning in a hot tub.
It wasn't that cool. I mean, if it was really cool, I would have even pimped it out. It wasn't that cool. It was
really?
One of those like, why did I do that? But it wasn't dirty or anything. It was just humiliating.
Have you been on reality TV?
No desire at all.
Right.
We were talking to someone from the Housewives of New York yesterday.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
In fact, Bethany is going to be on another show on the station. She was supposed to be here tonight, but I think they're going to postpone it till next week.
I want Bethany on our show.
Do you?
Yeah. Let's.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get her
up. Let's hook her up, because that girl, she's one of my faves, and I'll get her talking. I'll get her spilling some stuff.
Really?
Bethany's having a baby, and she's got a new reality show coming up called Bethany Getting Married. She says he liked it so much, she put a ring on it. That's the tagline.
Oh, wow.
Let's get her on the show. Let's do that.
But isn't she a housewife, though?
You know, the housewife's
got
figurative.
Who's going to take care of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
but usually housewives are married.
No, it's kind of a figurative. I mean, a lot of them are married. Some of them divorcees. Some of them are single.
Oh,
but
I
she's
see.
Getting married
I didn't
now. Yeah.
That.
Keep up with the show, Sam.
I'm sorry. I got to start watching.
Let's just get her on this show.
Where are you from?
Israel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
did you hang that thing in the lobby, that little Hebrew thing with the doves around it?
Probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do He's we like, have, maybe. I hang Hebrew things.
Did you see it?
All willy-nilly.
Did you see something out there?
Yeah, there's something, but it didn't say shalom. It said something else.
Yeah.
Are you Israeli as well?
I'm Jewish.
Jewish,
yeah.
Okay.
Jewish, yeah.
He's going to
Jewish
Israel.
From Minnesota. It's so unusual, you know?
Yeah.
Not many Jews up there. It's too cold for them.
It's too cold for the Jews. Yeah, there actually are.
Yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere. I'm telling you. Yeah. Them Jews are everywhere.
That was a song
everywhere.
We used to sing when we were little. Wherever you go, there's always someone Jewish.
Yeah, there you go.
Disneyland, Amsterdam, Tel Aviv. Like,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
that song.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Sam's going to Israel, though.
Yeah,
oh, really?
For 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and oh, cool. Monday. Yeah. I said, are you going to go to the Dead Sea and float? He's like, yep, I'm getting my
that's
float.
That's what I was thinking. Are you going to float? Like, that's the main attraction. It's like the Disneyland of Israel.
Yeah.
The floating ride.
Float.
Get in there and get your little sea salt on.
Yeah, no, there's so much to do there, you know. But yeah, I mean, you get a culture shock when you go there. It's really right. different in many ways, you know. And it's like it's a mixed place, you know. In some places when you go, it's like totally like America, you know. Everything's in English and the fashions and electronics and cars and everything, you know. And then at the same time, you find that it's so different that it's a culture shock completely, you know. So it's interesting that way. And it is a culture shock for me, too, because I've lived here for 34 years, 35 years, you know. So it's
right.
So when I go back there, it's a shocker for the first couple of days.
It's like going back to Texas.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Two of my sisters lived there.
Really?
For a while, yeah.
In Israel? Did they like it?
One was studying to be a cantor, and the other one... was that Ben Gurion? Do you know that school?
Ben Gurion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the airport. So they have a school too, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Studying the conflict.
Oh, wow.
The conflict. Does fall. I like to Hollywood it up.
Yeah.
This fall. The conflict. Starring my sister. Wow.
All right, let's take another short break. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Enough gay Eurotrash rock. Let's get back. Let's get to Sam and Kara in the morning. Kara in the morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Playing my drums.
Do you play drums?
No, I can play a little bit, but
really?
Nothing. Yeah. No, just screw around with
it's
it.
It's like the spoons. I could play some mean spoons.
Yeah?
Really?
No, but I could fake it.
Play spoons. What does that mean?
You know about spoons?
No,
couple
I don't.
Spoons. Just like that, but it sounds
oh, better. I see. Like drums.
Yeah, but it's kind spoon. Of, you know, it's old school. It's Nolans. Mm. Nolans style. You Nolans know, street style. Performer type style.
I see.
Get with it, Sam.
I played drums in high school.
Really?
Or junior high. In high school, yeah.
That's cool.
It's cool playing the drums.
I loved it. All I can play now is the William Tell Overture.
but if you have the basis, then
right.
you can continue, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you can
And
go
then
back
I did Afro-Cuban drumming.
Really?
In my early 20s, yeah.
Wow.
I was in a parade.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really fascinating. I was in a parade, so remember
No, but
that,
somebody, you know, you learned some damn drums. You learned it so good, you got yourself up in a parade.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, some people talk a lot about doing shit, and they don't do it, and you did it enough to get in a parade.
You're like the Tony Robbins of radio.
Okay, you know, somebody else is like, you're so damn positive. I'm like, well.
It's nice.
I was like, really? I don't, you know.
So here's a question for you guys. Who's the voice on the Sam and Kara in the morning? Like, whose voice is that?
Oh,
is that you?
No, it's Greg. Greg Rempe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He has a show.
I know it doesn't mean anything to you, but he's got a show on the station.
Oh.
But he's got great voice, yeah.
He does a lot of the voiceovers, and he compresses it and uses machines and stuff. His name's Greg, and he's got...
Oh, so he's the robot, too, that's like, Sam and Kara.
He does all that shit.
Yeah.
I like
he,
the robot.
He even does impressions.
Hello, George Takei here. You know, the only thing more gay than me and Rad are the confines the FCC places on terrestrial radio. That's why I tune in to the internet and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's better than sucking cock.
That's Greg for you.
I can imagine sleeping with someone who has a radio voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that wouldn't...
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Yeah. Ooh.
I love people that do radio voice. It's cool.
Really?
Yeah, I like my boyfriend has a nice voice.
Really?
A nice cadence. Yeah.
Nice cadence. Get a nice resonance.
Yeah.
Nice articulation.
Yeah.
I do like men with sexy voices, though. I mean, I've gone on dates with guys, and we've talked on the phone or whatever, and I'm like, I can't.
Right.
Everything's down the drain now. I can't do it because they talk like this or they're too effeminate. I just...
Right.
Yeah.
Voice
is important. I mean, some people go and take voice coaching so they can sound more professional in business. You know? Yeah, that happens.
And some guys need to go and take a voice coaching that makes them sound less gay. If they're not gay. They need to work on that. Some of them do.
Huh.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's wrong being gay. I'm just saying, but if you're going...
No, you are. That's what you're
I am. I
for
hate
sure
gay.
Saying. And
but no, what I am saying what I am saying is that if you're going for women and you're saying, hey, I'm straight, and your voice doesn't sound like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
What is the weirdest thing that, like, you were saying that guys will, when you go out with them, will have listened to the show before they meet you? What's the weirdest thing that they've been, like, drawn something that you've said? Like,
Well, I mean, I quickly stopped letting people know because I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem because people are going to listen. The guy picked me up. He's a really nice guy. We actually went to see Chelsea Handler's show.
Oh, cool.
It was a really fun first date. He's a really cool guy. But he's like, yeah. He's like, I was listening to the show and, like, my coffee kicked in.
What?
I was on the show one day and I was like, Sam... I was like, go to the break. I got to the bathroom. Because my coffee kicked in. I was like, oh, wrap it up, dial it in. I got to go. And I was just like, took my headphones off. I might have been sick that day, too. It was one of these, it's going to be bad. And it's like not something. When you're on the radio, I don't really care who's listening.
Sam just starts reading an essay.
He's like, commercial break. Dun, 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 dun. And I run to the bathroom, and he like listened in that day. And this is our first time meeting. I'm like, great. I don't even feel like a female now.
Did you say on the air, I have to go to the bathroom?
Because he wasn't getting my... I was like, Sam. And he was looking at me. I was like, I go to the bathroom. It was like a real voice of like, I got to the bathroom. It's like, there's,
oh,
I like beads of sweat and stuff. And I was like running out. And you know, the funny thing is when we're talking, you forget like there's a lot of people listening and you
right.
don't ever think you're going to run into them or there's
I think
the
that's
safety.
Weird that he brought that up. Like,
well, he said it as a joke. He's like I'm going to really like it
into the first thing.
Well, you know, he said, I listened to your show. And when you said, you gotta go to the radio, you gotta go to the bathroom. He's like, I'm gonna really like this girl. Like, I was just like cool or whatever. But I was like, I don't feel cool right now.
You're like cool with me shitting on a glass coffee table with you under it.
Disgusting. But no, nothing. But he just thought it was just funny because it was a real raw. It was a real raw radio moment.
Yeah.
I had to go. Drop a leg is hot, and I had to run out of here quickly. So.
I had to drop
it. But no, what's funny?
I've never heard that used for.
Yeah, it's bad. But I have two crazy roommates, and it's like the real girls next door, but like we let it all hang out, and we're super close friends. I had them on the show one time, and we were just sharing all our girl moments and laughing and joking and the stuff that you probably shouldn't let other people know, but we were like, no, we weren't going to run into anybody, and we were laughing so hard. Sam had a great time. We got a caller.
Did you, Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had a great time.
I always
had a great time. We had a caller call in, and he's like, oh, my gosh, that's way more information than I ever wanted to know about women.
Really?
But he's, like, laughing, and he's like, it's so funny, though. He's like, this is so funny. And he goes, the things I suspected that you guys do, you guys really do, and we were laughing, and it was just funny.
It was just kind of like
being a fly on the wall and having girl talk kind of thing. So, anyway, I'm like, oh, that's fine. This dude, I'm never going to see him. He was a guest on our show, like, a month later. And
really?
He's hot.
Yeah.
And he's hot, Lizzie.
Yeah, but... so
wait,
you
why
don't
was
think
he a guest?
He's been a long-time listener
of the
show.
Yeah.
And he's kind of... he's had friends... you know, he had... one of his friends was a host of the show a while back. And he's a long-time friend and listener of the show. So this guy walks in. He's like, oh, we're having this guy Risa. And I was like, okay, cool. Anyway, totally hot. And totally listening with the caller. I was like... okay, well, fucking pony up, Kara, woman up.
I'm wondering how I wonder what he was surprised.
Just go back and listen to the show. I don't want to relive it, but it was. It, no, I mean just people.
Let's
listen.
Act it out. Let's act out a previous episode. Actually, I'm gonna be Stephanie. This is. Hello. Does that sound like?
I don't know, but it was just. It's one of those. That's about the weirdest thing that's happened for me is that I'm like, well, I guess people do listen.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's weird.
You know what? I just got the idea. You reminded me. I'm going to load this up here.
What is it?
I have a couple of clips from when Susie was here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you got to hear some of the things that we were talking about. And I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought, you need to listen to this.
So you're comparing
you
me to the previous host? You're comparing
no,
me to
I'm
the previous
not comparing
host?
You. You see, okay. I knew she would say that, comparing her. Okay, never mind.
How
we don't need
else
to do it.
Am I supposed to take it, Sam?
Okay, fuck
I
it.
I mean, fuck it's right, fuck Sam. It.
Okay.
Fuck it.
I thought you'd want to hear it because it's about a finger in the ass and stuff.
Okay, play it. I want to hear
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to play
now,
it.
Now we're going to... now you're cold shoulder. You're giving me cold shoulder.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is what women do.
Now I'm not going
to
play it.
Now, I know. You're being the woman. I should be the woman and get to be like bitchy. Now, just play it. I want to hear it.
I'm not going to play it.
Please.
I'm not going to play it.
Please play it, Sam.
No.
I
you
want...
put me on the spot. I'm not going to play it.
Make do you like her more than
make me feel like shit.
Do you like her more than me?
No.
Is she prettier?
No.
Is she skinnier? Yes. I've seen pictures of her. She is skinnier. Okay. Well, that's cool.
No, it's just funny. You know?
Hey, we're all beautiful in different ways, Sam.
Exactly. Listen, if you weren't a good co-host, you wouldn't be here right now. So relax.
Thank you. Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. And so, Lizzie, when did you first have sex?
Uh-oh, she doesn't want to talk. She said specifically not sex questions.
Yeah, I don't...
oh,
I
you
don't,
did say?
I
asked her. I said, no, any off questions?
It wasn't recent.
It wasn't recent. It was a few years
not
ago.
Not in the past couple... it wasn't in the past couple months.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but she's got a boyfriend.
So what, are you uncomfortable talking about sex?
I feel like it's not in my... in my wheelhouse. I feel 80 saying the word wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It's not in my barn full of antiques.
Really?
With
so
my wheelhouse.
Like you, so you,
and
could
my,
live, you could live without it type of thing?
Yeah, like I just don't... I don't know. There's something about... like... I don't know. I guess it's for me. And not the world.
Oh,
let me have one thing for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know.
You know?
It's like... yeah. Where you're feeling like there's just one part of you that people don't need to know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel...
okay.
Yeah.
You do feel what?
You know what's weird? Like, you know what's weird? I always felt like the comedians who talked a lot about sex didn't have a lot of sex.
Oh, girl, come on. That's straight up. I mean, the
dudes...
Do
you agree?
Oh, come on. All those little skinny dudes, you know they're not getting laid.
They're like, so I was having sex with this girl. Like,
no, you weren't.
They magnify... Because they'll take a small experience I had and magnify it.
No, and the thing is I'm saying people that are having wild, crazy sex, I just don't think they're talking about it because they're too busy doing it.
Right. I don't think they talk about it.
They're not. They're actually talking about it. So I think it. I think it's a telltale sign that the dude's really not getting any action.
Right.
I think it's insecurity, actually.
Right. I think it's that it might be that way with women, too.
Really?
Talking about it a lot. I think so, yeah.
Mm.
Really?
I don't think
so what I'm saying is I'm a huge slut. Because I don't talk about it.
Yeah, you don't talk about it.
I mean,
what I'm saying
the less
is
you talk about it.
My dance card is filled. Yeah. No, I think that's interesting. I definitely see. I just haven't watched a lot of female comics talk about it.
Right.
But I mean, it seems like guys are always talking about it. And I'm just looking at them, sizing them up, going, you're just not that hot.
Right.
You're not that tall. You're not that tall. You're not that hot. You're not that funny.
Yeah, well, it's not your type. Maybe
Well, no, but it's the whole combo. It's the whole combo of, like, them talking like they're the biggest dog, and you look at them, and it doesn't...
Right.
It's not that nobody would find them attractive. It's just the attitude versus what they are pushing doesn't really line up. Like, you could... They're probably... Yeah, maybe they have a girlfriend, or maybe they've had sex, but it's like they don't look like a playa, but they're kind of talking like one, and that's really the irony, and it's kind of funny, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm just not buying it.
Yeah,
so, Lizzie, do you have any shows coming up that you want to plug?
Yeah, I'm at... tonight I'm at the Fake Gallery at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow night I'm at the Improv.
Where's the Fake Gallery?
It's on Melrose and Heliotrope. I love the name of that street.
Heliotrope?
And Heliotrope. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That sounds like a hot air balloon.
Yeah. So Heliotrope. It's 12 Shiny Nickels. Have you heard
of that show? Yeah.
They
okay.
moved to the Fake Gallery. It's a nice space. Have you performed there?
No, not yet, no.
Really
I was
cool.
I was over there at the one on Gardner. So place is better.
Yeah, they're both cool theaters. So
yeah,
I'm not taking sides with.
You
I'm not
can
here
tell
to.
Us
I'm not here
like.
To turn theaters against each other. A war between two.
So you're at the Fake Factory today.
Fake Gallery
theater with an
Fake
R.
Gallery.
And then tomorrow night I'm at the Improv. The
Improv
late show.
Tomorrow.
Good for you, girl.
11:30.
Okay.
When all the animals come out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, crazy.
That's
the late.
Late
show is always like has a circusy feel to it.
Yeah.
Well, do it. That
fun.
I told you,
I
crazy.
It.
I think it's right up friggin' Exhibit A. We got this creature that invented the jingles for Pechanga's Morongo's Resorts.
I love that you say Pechanga.
I don't know it. I just know it cracked
Pechanga.
Me the hell up.
I keep thinking of Topanga.
Yeah, it's Pechanga.
I just, my point is, she cracked me the hell up. She went crazy on stage. I'm like, that's my kind of woman. And I'm not into women. But my point is, if I was, me and Lizzie would be big in love.
Really?
It would be on like Donkey Kong.
So you guys have known each other for how long now?
No, I mean, we're not like BFFs. I've just I've seen her a few times and she's funny.
But you've known each other.
It's blossoming right now before your eyes.
We're having such deep moments right now that are so deep. So, I can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So my thing's this weekend, so y'all pray, because I'll be standing in line with about 5 million people, literally.
What is it?
I'm auditioning for Oprah's...
The OWN,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's perfect
for
you.
So is everybody and their cousin.
Everybody
and their
cousin.
You know how many emails I'm getting from people that want me to vote for them?
Yeah, me too, and I'm not voting for any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're going to...
Friends have all given up on life.
How are they possibly going to choose anybody?
It's different out here in L.A.
They're probably going to have millions of people.
I mean,
doing this.
I don't even know if it's legit because sometimes this stuff is. Just
it'll be Gail, and she'll be like, Gail waited in line.
Yeah, it'll be
Stedman gets it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm doing it more because it is an opportunity and it's something that.
It's an experience.
I think
besides,
I would,
why not you, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the thing is I think I'd knock it out of the park, but whatever.
Yeah. No, you got to ask yourself, you know? I mean, if it's not me, who, right?
Well, I just believe, you know, we all have a path and a plan and a purpose, and who knows how you're going to get there. So, hey, well, I'll go wait in line. It's one day of my life.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'll meet tons of millions of weird, fun people and,
you
know.
Yeah, I wonder what the people... I watched some of the videos on the website of people being like, I am made to get... Like, everyone says they have the... They're
the
like, I am made to be an actor or whatever, but they live in, like... Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, then why did you move?
Do something about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of interesting. People that don't take the plunge, but they're kind of tooting their own horn.
Yeah. And they're like, if I can submit a video.
Okay, folks. Well, we got to wrap up. Lizzie, thank you so much
for
joining us.
Oh, no, I'm going to stay.
You can stay. Talk to the walls. And all the best to you. Everybody go see Lizzie tonight. And when else?
Tomorrow at the Improv.
Tomorrow at the Improv.
11:30.
Yeah.
Kira, thank you so much.
I mean, Texas, we're not going to be back till the 6th, right? Because we're taking Monday off.
Yeah, would that be the 5th or the...
Monday's the 5th, so
we'll be back on the 6th. I hope you guys can get along without us. We're going to have replays and some best-ofs and stuff. And check us out on Facebook. I'll keep everybody posted on what's going on.
I'm going to do video web chat, web blogs.
And, keep track of all your adventures. We're going to want to hear about them.
It's going to be crazy in Austin.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll see you here next month.
Bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, originating from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. If you have questions about the show or would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.